Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Melissa Carter, everybody has one television show that they just can't stand, but you're sort of forced to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially if the reason you're forced to watch is because someone in your home loves the show so much. So Katie Joe and I were fans of The L Word back in the day, which, you know, was a great show. Well, the creator of The L Word decided to make a reality show called The Real L Word, which follows real-life lesbians in their life. And Katie loves this show because she just thinks it's a train wreck, and I cannot stand to watch it. So it's only been on this season. Only a few episodes have come on, and every time that show comes on, which I think is on Sunday nights, I think came on last night, I think I went to bed early, it irritates the hell out of me because I end up talking to the television, I end up saying things out loud, and Katie thinks it's hilarious, and so she decided that she was going to record me watching this with her.
Was the first bad step like the selection of the lesbians that they were going to use in the show?
Well, I think
I remember like Housewives in Atlanta when they went. And they selected the group for Housewives of Atlanta. Housewives were just so upset.
Just like,
upset,
this doesn't represent us
right.
at all.
Yeah.
Well, and I wish everybody could see Melissa's eyes rolling right now. It's like every other sentence, you're rolling your eyes.
Yeah, and I'm the overly sensitive activist. That's what I am. I've realized with this show that's what I am, because it's the very things. Like, there's only one reality show right now that depicts the gay community, and this is it. And it's just like, oh my God, these women get on my nerves. And this just, oh yeah, it's the selection, it's their lifestyle, and you know reality shows are just so fake, and it just gets on my nerves.
When they have a gay oriented or casted whatever the word is, reality show, do they have a token straight guy?
No, there's no token.
Your token straight guy. Look at him. Look how straight he is. It's so obvious he's straight. Nobody's admitting it. It's only a matter of it's halfway through the season.
Look how butch he is. Yeah, that's right.
Halfway through the season, I guarantee you that guy goes right back into the closet.
So I have no idea, because, like I said, Katie decided that she was going to record me doing this, and then, of course, as we were watching it, we realized that it was actually banned. Banter, I guess, between the two of us. So I think Katie's voice comes in. It's voice disguised because Katie, you know, doesn't want to be in the media spotlight, so she wants to be anonymous. So, but yeah, we watched the show. I don't even remember what I said because I don't remember what I said during it. So I don't even know if it's going to be entertaining, but I hate this freaking show.
So this was last week's episode
The last week's episode of The Real L Word. Blech.
Okay, Showtime is now about to show The Real L Word, and I'm watching it with my girlfriend, Katie Jo.
Day with a woman is just a big day of mush.
Oh my gosh.
She's just like Frank Sinatra. She has a tux.
Yeah. She's got a tux with a tie to the side. Oh my God.
Valentine's days that I've had were more memorable.
If I saw her coming up to me on Valentine's Day, I'd walk the other way. Oh my God, let's just show the tats. What is up with the hair?
Ridiculous holiday created by greeting card companies to make more money.
Oh, shut up.
Tattooing her chin?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her.
It was just the other
way. Oh, please. Of course,
she has a motorcycle and she has a skateboard.
A motorcycle, of course.
Is that
a bra and jeans? Sports bra and jeans. God.
So it's everything about this show.
I know. And the thing is, like I said, I don't know how entertaining that's going to be because you can't see what's going on the screen. But like, for instance, like what we were watching, it was Valentine's Day episode or something, and somebody's in just a horrible tux, of course, or somebody, a sports bra and jeans out in public. And it's like a sports bra. One of the things I said was a sports bra is not a bikini top. And I don't want to see your sports bra unless it's underneath the t-shirt while you're working out, and I don't want to see it then. I just hate this show.
Seriously, on the real L word.
Yeah, a sports bra is not a bikini top.
I was concerned because I can't compete with a man. So if she wanted that,
I can go. Really? You can't go? Oh, wait, whoa. She can't compete with a man. There's no competition. What's she talking about?
That's her point.
What fascinates me is that this chick is in her dreads and she. Oh, my God. And that she's the biggest player. I'm telling you, the lesbians that are the least hot are the ones that sleep around the most.
Here's Dasha, who agrees with you on this show. Hey, Dasha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Okay, how are you?
I'm fine. I have to tell Melissa that I 100% agree with her. I cannot stand this show. And I was such a huge fan of the L word.
Yeah, I mean, I think any written show is better than any reality show. And yeah. I mean, Wendy and Jen love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, I think for the same reason, that she can scream at the TV.
It's fun.
Exactly. And I think that Katie forces me now to do, like, she loves to watch me get all worked up. And I think that I held myself back because I knew the recorder was on, because there's a part of me listening back because I've said a lot harsher things.
Way worse than this.
Yeah, yes. I bet there were some more cuss words dropped when you didn't know you were being recorded.
Yes.
Here we go. She's a female that walked in the room. Of course she's going to pounce on it. And she's hot? You think she's hot?
She's not Zena S.
No. She is not Zena S. No, she doesn't. Oh, my God, shut up. Very, very few women look like Zena. No, she doesn't. Whatever. I think it's something has. She said she was a spiritual person, but she, whatever. Sleeps with all these girls behind the other girls' backs. But I think it's the dreads. What? Oh.
She stands when she pees? She's a stander with when she pees.
What'd she say?
So there's this woman with the dreads and the tats, and she's the player who's just, Anyway, and she said on the show that she stands when she pees. What? How in the hell do you stand when you pee as a girl?
She must be spraying all over the bathroom.
So like I said, I couldn't remember what I said, but that is totally toned down from what I usually do, which is just insult the hell out of these women.
Well, Melissa and I have a mutual friend who dated one of the girls that is cast on the show. So as soon as we knew that girl was cast, we knew it was going to be ridiculous drama.
And I'm going to have to talk to her, because how in the hell did she date that girl?
I don't know.
And if she has any residual feelings for that girl, they need to be nixed right then, because this girl is, her hair
horrible.
And, yeah, honey, what were you thinking?
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.